Welcome to the ERMI Podcast. I'm Joel Applebaum, Chief Content Officer for ERMI. For over four decades, ERMI has led the charge in providing top-tier education and insights to insurance risk management professionals like you. We recently hosted a fantastic agent roundtable at AgriCon San Mateo, and for those of you who joined, you know how engaging it was. No matter your experience level, revisiting core principles is key to improving submission outcomes and turnaround times, and many felt the session was just too short. So today, we're excited to give you a sneak peek into the upcoming 2024 Des Moines ERMI AgriCon, featuring a session titled Carl Morello Talks Improving Agribusiness Insurance Submission Results at the Agent Roundtable. Carl Morello is a safety expert, a longtime AgriCon speaker, and telematics program administrator for Granite Rock. He facilitates the sharing of valuable insights, and if you missed his talk in San Mateo, you get another chance to catch him in Des Moines, Iowa on September 9th through the 11th, and you can sign up for that conference at ermi.com. Now, in Carl's Snap Talk, we dive into the crucial topic from the roundtable, the proper classification of building construction for property insurance. It's about a 9-minute segment, and it'll give you a sample of the essential knowledge you might gain from attending an ERMI AgriCon, or it might just help you effectively insure your clients' agricultural properties.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this ERMI Snap Talk. This is Carl Morello. We really enjoyed the good agent interaction we had at the agent roundtable held at lunchtime. I presented along with Robin Souza, and the experience was excellent. It's always good to get agents together in a room to talk about issues and shared experiences. One of the things we did is we tried to back the basics approach for this session, hitting on a number of topics that agents can take back with them to create better submissions, better applications, and have just better supporting information. One of the areas that I covered dealt with construction. And regardless of whether you're a new person to underwriting or to the agent world, or you're an experienced person, the feedback was basically, I've been doing this for years and I still don't understand it. So what we covered at a high level was things regarding property and construction. So obviously we start with proper construction class. Then we move down to proper square footage, proper pictures, building updates, building ordinance, and proper valuation. All those six items tied together leads to a better submission and less questions from an underwriter. So let's talk a little bit about construction class. So there are six construction ISO classes that are used in the underwriting discipline. ISO 1 is frame. ISO 2 is joisted masonry. ISO 3 is non-combustible. ISO 4 is masonry non-combustible. ISO 5 is modified fire resistive. And ISO 6 is fire resistive. So the key that we will cover in that session really deals with understanding how a building is built. And regardless of whether you're class 1 or up to class 6, you really need to understand how to properly identify the construction materials. So we go through the application where it says to identify construction class, and we go into common errors that agents make on their submission, putting in a building material such as a concrete tilt-up wall as a construction class when that is just a wall material. So we get into some of the tips there on how to more properly identify a construction building. We also get into the differences between frame and masonry, joist and masonry. What is brick veneer? How does that relate to the proper classification? And really identifying, sometimes it takes a little digging from either your client or some maybe loss control people that can pop their heads into ceilings and look for key construction components that will lead to proper identification of the construction class. And with proper identification also comes with understanding what is a load-bearing and a non-load-bearing wall. That is the true key to identifying the proper classification. And we will spend a little bit of time talking about that. Ideally, for the 45 minutes that we have to cover a number of topics, getting into things like proper application, you know, the property construction class that I talk about, liability, auto, umbrella. It's not a lot of time to go in depth, but we want to get a little bit of back to basics for you during this agent roundtable session, and then really plan for 2025 to have a full-blown session on multiple property topics. So those of you who are new or those who just don't understand it can just gain better knowledge and expertise on this when you make a submission. So in addition to the six construction classes that we will go through, we're going to really spend some time also on why proper square footage is correct. And in this day and age, we know that the cost per square foot varies by the year. And we're going to talk about the importance of doing annual evaluations. But without the proper square footage and without the proper construction class, you're not going to have a proper valuation. We'll spend some time just talking about the benefits of submitting pictures for each of your locations, your properties, to help the underwriter understand what the risk is and what the exposure is. And we'll spend a little bit of time on building updates, things along the line of electrical and plumbing, HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, and roofing. And then really get into some of the details about building ordinance. What is building ordinance? What is A, B, and C when it comes to the application? And in the farm world, they don't call it ABC, they call it 1, 2, 3. So we'll spend some time in that. Our goal in the 45 minutes that we're going to have together is to really give you some inside information, or insightful information, I should say, to take back to your office and ask those questions of your clients when they come to you with a submission idea, and make sure that you ask the proper question to get the right information on the application so the underwriter doesn't have to come back to you with a dozen questions trying to clarify things so they can price it properly. We'll also spend some time with the valuation tools that are out in the industry to afford an agent an excellent tool to determine what are the most current valuation costs out there. And just to let you know, every quarter these valuation companies update their database to include the current costs for labor, materials, and equipment. So without those proper current valuations, we will talk a little bit about the risk of an undervalued building, and then the risk of coinsurance and the penalties that your client may receive if they don't properly or insure their building for proper value. So we'll talk a little bit about that and discuss a little bit about the pitfalls and errors that are made that can lead to an undervaluation, and then later on at the time of a claim, an undervalued building and less than proper amount to be able to reconstruct your building. Again, we really took the approach for this agent roundtable to be back to basics approach, where the information we're going to share with you, you can take back to your office, to your work, to your coworkers, and share some information with them to help them become better agents, better counselors to your clients, the policyholder. Because as you know, it's only at claim time when we discover problems. So helping you know clearly what these things are, they can help you properly insure your client and not have those hard and difficult discussions when all of a sudden at claim time you realize that this building is undervalued. So we invite you to come out to Des Moines in September and join us for the Agent Roundtable. It'll be an exciting time. We look forward to seeing you. And always know that ERMI provides excellent classes to help you increase your knowledge and be better agents. Thanks, and look forward to seeing you in Des Moines.
We hope you enjoyed this Snap Talk, and we hope it's piqued your interest in the kind of education that's important to your livelihood that you might receive at our 2024 Des Moines ERMI AgriCon, which is September 9th through the 11th of 2024. We are very proud of the fact that our AgriCon in San Mateo received a Net Promoter Score of excellent, as rated by our attendees, and we expect the same for our Des Moines conference coming up. So registration is now open at ERMI.com, so please sign up, and we hope to see you there. And most of all, thanks for listening.